Okay, let's start our discussion of Zechariah Perek Yud Beis as we continue our march with a couple of prakim left here in Shrei Asar. And this perek is about a nevuah regarding the punishment of the Umos HaOlam. Some in the near future says Zechariah regarding Edom and what's going to happen to what Edom does, and ultimately in the future what's going to happen to all the nations that took took part in torturing and causing suffering to Klal Yisrael. That's Masa Dvar Hashem al Yisrael. It's a Masa, it's a Nevuah. Masa is one of the words that are used for Nevuah. Dvar Hashem al Yisrael, Ne'um Hashem, Hashem says. And again, this parak has to be seen in light of, even though we know that all the nations and Edom and Bavel and Ashur, they were all there because we deserve, but obviously they will all meet their just end. As the Rambam writes and the Ramban writes, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Vav, where he talks about, even though there was the Bris Ben Abasarim and it was already forecast, but the Egyptians still are going to be punished. They're going to be punished. Why? Because, says the Rambam, Lefi Shelo Gazar Al Ish Ploni Hayadua Shehu. Right, the Rambam's talking about the context of Avodah Zarah, and then he gets into the Mitzrayim. He says, why is it, with the Torah says that we're going to do Avodah Zarah, so then why are we going to be punished if it's forecast already? Because Hashem didn't say who's going to do Avodah Zarah. El kol echad ve'echad me'ozom hazonim she'avdu Avodah Zarah ilu lo haya ratza la'avod lo haya oved v'lo hodiyu habori elam in hagosh al olam v'chulu. And then he says, a couple lines later, v'cheinam Mitzrayim, Kol echad ve'echad me'osan ha-metzirim v'ha-meiriyim li-Yisrael ilu lo-ratza lahara lahem roshis v'yado. They could have not. Shelo gazar lish yadua. Hashem didn't tell any specific Egyptian, you will have to torture, you will have to subjugate. Elo odir she-sov zaro lish-tabed be'eris lo-lahem. Mekfar amayinu shi'in koach badam leida had as Hashem known. We still have Bechira. Okay, but that's the Rambam. But the Ravid and the Ramban also in Sefer Bereishis says, no, that's not why. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu says something's going to happen, then you should jump to do it. Well, you shouldn't be those the ones that do it, says the Ravid. Elam arichas dvarim she'enam mituvalim v'chayei roshi kimat she'ani omer she'em divrei narus. What's the Rambam talking about? He's very upset. He says the Mitzrayim different. Eina she'ela mishnei panim ha'echad ki adavar yadua she'ena bori nifra me'adam ra ela bara mimenu v'yomar she'nifra mizeh yachzer v'yifra menara mimenu mirisho, because he was still Russia, he was doing it for that kavana, for that purpose. And they were Rishayim. Doesn't matter if they were also fulfilling a nevuah. They were Rishayim. And number two, they went above and beyond. Vasheni ki abori amar v'avadim v'inu osam. V'heim avdu b'hem b'farech. V'heim misu mehem. V'tavu mehem. Ki inyin shenemar, as it says in the beginning of Zechariah. Ani kasafti mad v'heim azru l'ra. L'fichach nischaibu. So they didn't do it with that kavana, and they went above and beyond. So that's why this perek also is a key of that the Edom and Esav are all going to be punished for what they've done to us, for destroying the base of Mikdash, and for the thousands of years that we have been in this exile. So again, Masa Dvar Hashem al Yisrael, Neum Hashem. That's how the Abarbanel introduces our perek. That's what there's going to come a time, even though right now, in the shorter version, you will see a lot of tsaros, because Bayesheni wasn't going to be what it could have been in the potential, and it's going to be destroyed, but there's going to come a time when it's going to come back. Remember, Zechariah is talking about this. When they're building the second base of Mikdash, he's already alluding to the fact that because of the state that we're in, it's not going to be eternal if people keep doing what they're doing, but there's going to come a time when it will be eternal, and all the other nations of the world, says the Abarbanel, are going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the ultimate tachlis. HaTachlis ha'amiti ha'atzmi begula asida hi lahashlam es mina enoshi beklaluso ubebrei sha'amim kulam ba'artosam legoyehem, all the nations of the world, daseyem ve'emunoseyem shonos kozvos ves dasi ha'melech Hashem tzvakos enem osim v'tiyeh emes ne'aderes b'fiyem ublibosam v'chein yivra Hashem chadash ba'aretz l'avim melchama b'namim. There's going to be a tremendous war, and eventually they're going to come to Yerushalayim, and they're going to be inspired. So that's how the Barbanel says, Masa Dvar Hashem al Yisrael, Neum Hashem, No Teshemai V'yosad Aretz. Hashem's in charge. He spread out the heavens. V'yotzer Ruach Adam B'kirbo. And Hashem wants all the nations to recognize his status and his position in the world. Kihine Anochi Samas Yerushalayim Safra. You know what's going to happen? Everybody's going to come and surround Yerushalayim, but eventually it's going to be poison for all of those nations that are going to come and fight. Some as Yerushalayim saf ra'al l'chol ha'amim saviv, all the nations that besiege Yerushalayim, there's going to be a big battle, as is described in Yechezkel, Gog u'Magog. There's going to be a battle, but ultimately the other nations are going to fall. But Gamal Yehuda Yeba Matzor Yerushalayim, even Yehuda is going to be part of the Matzor, right? The Radak explains that on the way, the other nations are going to take some of Yehuda and have them be part of the Matzor around their own brethren in Yerushalayim. V'haya bayomahu asimes Yerushalayim evin ma'amasa l'chal amin. But Yerushalayim is going to be poisoned. It's going to be a heavy load on all the other nations. They're going to wish they didn't come. Kolom says, saro yisaretu. Like if you carry a heavy load, you get scratches and it hurts. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen in the times. The Malbim says it's referring to Gog u'Magog. All the nations of the world are going to be involved. And again, whether this didn't happen yet, whether it has happened, whether it's been spread out over thousands of years. So we just want Mashiach. V'nesvu alea kol goye aretz, and all the nations are going to come. V'yamahu num Hashem akeh kol sus batimon, and what am I going to do? Hashem says, all the nations, I'm going to take all their horses and make them go crazy. V'rochvo b'shikaon, and their horsemen. V'yal beis Yehuda, efkaches enai, and on beis Yehuda, I'm going to open up my eyes. V'kol sus ha'amim akeh b'ivaron. That's the contrast. They're going to be blinded, and Hashem's going to open his eyes onto Am Yisrael. The Amru Alufei Yehuda Belibam. And the Alufei Yehuda, these are, as was just described, the Jews that were taken as captives, and they're part of the siege around Yerushalayim. They will say in their hearts, when they see that all the other nations are going to fall, and they're going to be saved and left alive, Am Tzali Yoshvei Yerushalayim. Amtsa, for the word omet, strength and bravery, Mitzud Sion, ometz v'chozek, amtsa liyoshvei Yerushalayim, b'shem tzvakos elokeyem. They, the Jews on the outside, are going to recognize that it's because of the Jews on the inside and their tfilos that it is helping win the war. That's what Rashi says. Yoshvei Yerushalayim sheyodim shal karchenu anu b'amalem. They know that we're forced here. We don't want. Amsu lezrasi betfilason b'Hashem Elokeim. It's their tfilos. It's their tfilos when they're besieged. They daven and they're going to be listened to. That's a special tfilah. Right? We've quoted often the comment, the emphasis of Yerucham. Yerucham notes in Bishalach where the Pasuk says that when Bnei Yisrael were at the Yamsuf, surrounded by the Mitzriim, tafsu umnes avosam. They grabbed on to the umnes of their forefathers, and it says Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Dafka Rashi quotes that in Parshas Bishalach. And the question is, why Dafka there does Rashi quote it? What about earlier? What about throughout Parshas Bo when they were in the Mitzrayim? They also daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if Yeruchim explains that when they saw the Yam in front of them and the Mitzrayim behind them, and there was nowhere else to turn, only up. That's the root of tefillah. When we feel there's nothing besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Yerucha, Megalam lanu Chazal sod gadol binyan tefila. Hinei v'aklal Yisrael haris palu kan beis sara gadola. Min ha-meitzar ha-muchlat, mukafim mikol tzad, hayam soger, hasoni rodef, hachayos min ha-midbar. Ve'ein kol derech lehi malei. There's no way to escape. Havos ha-kadoshim, kasher heimis palu. When they davened, halachoshvim anu ki tefilasim heim ha-yisa, bitoch ha-rechava, v'ha-revacha, v'shem tefila ba'alma. We think that they davened from a place of comfortableness and revacha. V'omnam ki atila shalavos be'emes lo nimsa klal. His follow mitoch tzaras miyuchados. Everything with Sarah, with stone, with finding a wife and having children. And that's the root. Havos hakadoshim, af b'matzava manoach. Even when they didn't have a specific tzara, they davened as if they did. Ispalu tamid mitoch tachlis alachatz. Lo pachas kla mitfilasam shal kla Yisrael mitoch goda lachatzam shalahem al hayam. And that's these tefilas that the Jews who were outside the siege recognized that it was the tefilas of the Jews inside the siege that were protecting them and helping them. And that's what the Zechariah says. Am soli Yoshe Yishalayim. It's strong for me. Bayamahu on that day. Zechariah continues, Asim es alufei Yehuda, I will make those alufim, those officers in Yehuda, kikiar eish beitzim, like a fire that burns up wood, that will be very strong. Uklapet eish ba'amir, also fire. V'achlu al yamin v'al smol es kol ha'amim saviv. And all the nations around them, they will defeat. V'yashvi Yerushalayim o tachteb Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayimites will be in Yerushalayim once again. And kibbutz galios, not just kibbutz galios, coming back to Yerushalayim. V'oshi Hashem es ahalei Yehuda barishona. Hashem will first save them, those on the outskirts, the Alei Yehuda, not the ones from inside. Why? Laman lo sigdal tiferes beis David, v'tiferes yoshev Yerushalayim al Yehuda. So the people inside don't think that it's all because of us, and give themselves a pat on the back. Rashi, Laman lo tigdal, lehispa'er alehem, v'lomer lo nitzaltem ele b'shvilanu. It's all me. It's all us. That's why we won. Hashem doesn't want that to occur. He doesn't want them to feel arrogant. He doesn't want to put them into a situation where it's easy to feel arrogant, and therefore he's going to save the outer ones first. Before he saves the inner ones, that's how it's going to start. Again, the Midas HaGaiva, the root of it is so pernicious. The Gemara in Sota has many chazals, right? Sota, Daf Hem and Aleph, all about the Gnus of Gaiva. Call Adam Sheish Bo Gasus HaRuach, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani Vehu, Yecholon Adur Ba'olam. Hashem says this world's not big enough for the two of us, right? The person raises himself up. Call Adam Sheish Bo Gasus HaRuach, Shechina Miyalela Salav. The Shechina is a cries. It's like you should be cut down like a shera tree. La'olam, and Rav Yosef says, La'olam yomar adam edas kona, learn from Hashem. Shere kodesh baruch hu, hiniach kol har mugvos vahish, he left all the high mountains to give the Torah on. V'ish v'shchinaso al har Sinai. Dafka on har Sinai, because Sinai was low, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he wanted to rest his presence. The Me'iri, in the Chibur HaTshuva, when he talks all about the ways that we have to tshuva and the mafriyim to tshuva, in the fifth parak there, in the first bayim in the fifth parak, says the Me'iri, Yisod ha'iskarvus l'shem, ve'yos tfilas ha'mispala nishmasu b'kabelas. The root of tfila and of tshuva is shviras ha'lev. Ve'yos inyan ha'tshuva v'agayva kitzos hefriyim. Arrogance and tshuva are opposites. Biyos geder atshuva achnas alev. Tshuva means I did something wrong, I lower myself. Gaiva is I raise myself. V'zeh etzli atam. Al bilti hayos os hamida minuya bedarki osam chavta alvar makonas atshuva. He says the Rambam lists off 24 things that are maki tshuva in ilcha tshuva. And gaiva is not there. Why? Because it's all inclusive. Shekfar nischaptu harbi min amafarshim bezos hashela. Levaer tam el bilti heyos bal gaiva nimne. Es poshim ha-mesim ha-magefa arbov. Esrim ha-bali amidos. So why isn't it there? Says the Me'iri. Efshar levar ha-tam bazeh. Al bilti heyos ha-nimne iman. Mipdei. She kashe mikulan. It is the hardest. Ve'ena mimin ha-dvarim ha-heim. It's not just on the list. Ki advarim haheim, ratzalomar osan chavdal advarim. Those 24 things that the Rambam lists, he says, far biyarnu, b'inyan evshem akon as a tshuva, avalu yimnu osa legamri. They'll prevent tshuva, they'll make it harder, but they won't make it impossible. V'yefshar limatsi b'tshuva, af l'mishur go b'midos haros hahein, u'machzik b'en eloshi rechoka. Even if you do, like on a porish ben atzibur, and some of the other things, it's possible, it's just hard. Aval midas hagaiva. Himimin acher kasha mize moneya hatshuva legamre lekala machzikbo lo timsa laolam hatshuva bihimatsa. One will never find shuva in a valgaiva. Ki as onenus v'shviras alevi asiba asher tachved adam, because the broken heart is what inspires us to change. V'tareil hatshuva valgaiva libo chazak misela lo yira v'lo yifchad v'lo yechrad. And therefore, it's such a mita that we have to stay away from. And that's why the Rambam, right, we remember in Hilchos Deos, only Ka'as and Gaiva. Those are the only two midos that we don't go to the Shvil Azov, you go to the extreme. And that's what the Navi says here, that Hashem Dafka will redeem the Ala Yehuda, those on the outside first, so that the ones inside Yerushalayim don't have a feeling of it was us, it was Gaiva, it was our fault. And therefore, that's what Hashem will do. Some Rishonim even counted as a separate mitzvah, not to be a Balgaiva. Right? The smak and the smag. The smak in mitzvah chavbeis, shelo lehisgaos. Which pasuk? Pentochal v'savata v'ram l'bavecha v'shachachta as Hashem alokecha. Right? And v'gam nikra toeva, toavas Hashem, kol gva leiv. Only Hashem can have gaiva. Hashem alokeos lavesh. Right? The Ramban says it's learned that from a kal v'chomer from a king. It says the king, levilti rum levavo me'echa. The Ramban says there in Dvarim. If a king, who it's appropriate for him to have a little gaiva, is told not to have gaiva, and that's why he always has to have another Sefer Torah with him. So anybody else? For sure. Nirmas bekan betor iser ga'avus, says the Ramban. Yud cheschaf. Ki akasav yimna es ha-melech mi ga'avus romos alev. V'kol shigen ha-cheirem sheneruim lakach. Ki beroi lisromeimu liskadel yasirenu lios levavo. Even the one who is appropriate, right, he's not allowed to have that gaiva. That's what Hashem does. That's how He's going to redeem us. Continuing pasaches, Bayomahu yagen Hashem ba'ad Yoshev Yerushalayim. On that day, Hashem will protect those that are in Yerushalayim. Vayanichshal b'hem, even the weakest of them. Bayomahu k'David, will be strong as David, ubeis David, the Radak says, beis David means Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach, Kelokim, will be as strong, Kamalach Hashem Lefnehem, they'll be very strong, right, that it's saying that he's going to fight, right, the Rambam mentions this also, the Rambam at the end of Mishneh Torah, when he talks about Melech HaMashiach, he has one line, he says, Im Yambod Melech mi beis David, how do you know if somebody's Mashiach? If he's somebody who comes from beis David, Hoge batorah va'osig b'mitzvos. Number one, Torah. Number two, mitzvos. K'david aviv, k'vitar shebachsav, u'pashev alpeh. V'yakov kol Yisrael le'lechba. And he will guide and force everybody to follow the Torah. U'lechazek bedaka. And to strengthen even light mitzvos. V'yilache milchamos Hashem. And he will fight the wars of Hashem. Hareze becheskas, shuhu Mashiach. Cheskas Mashiach. If he was successful and he won all the battles, ubana mikdash bimkomo, v'kibes nitcha Yisrael. If you have any doubts, hareza Mashiach bavadai. That won't be a muchzak Mashiach. That will be a vadai Mashiach. If he again defeats all the enemies, builds the base of mikdash, and ingathers the exiles, okay, that will be a Mashiach vadai. That won't just be a chazaka. But that's the Rama might get that partially from here. It says that the Malach Hashem, the Mashiach, is going to. Is going to win. Vaya bayamahu, continuing. Avakesh lashminis kolagayim abom Yerushalayim. I will be mavakesh to destroy all of the nations that come around Yerushalayim. V'shafachti abeis David al Yerushalayim ruach chayin v'sachnunim. All the Jews will have a chayin. V'bitu elai es asher takaru. They'll think about all those that were killed. What does that mean? Rashi says, all the karbanis that we've had over the centuries. V'saftu alav k'misped al yachid. And they'll eulogize him like, and anyone at that time, like they were eulogize the Yachid. What's the Yachid? What's referred to here? So the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, has a machlokas. Whether this Yachid is referring to what happened at that time, and that is the killing of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, is that what it's referring to? Or, Rashi quotes here, it's referring to the killing of Mashiach ben Yosef. That is not mefurish anywhere in the text, but that is a... It's told in certain Kabbalistic sources that there are two Mashiachs, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. It's alluded to in Psukim, but it is not Mefurish. But that's what the Gemara says, that this Pasuk is talking about. Who is the Echad? Who is the Echad? Says the Gemara, Mashiach ben Yosef Sheneharag. Right? That's the Bito Elev, the Shertakar, Vesavtu Olav, Kemis Panal Yachid. That's the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara goes through there, this whole Pasuk. And they will be maspinim, and they'll want to take revenge for what happened. V'hamar lef kamar l'bachar, they'll be very upset. V'yamahu yigdala mispe Yerushalayim, the hesped in Yerushalayim will be so great, k'mispeit hadadrimon b'bigas Megidon, like the hesped of hadadrimon in Bigas Megidon. Who is that? So the Radak says, it must have just been some famous person at that time. Radavar yadua. Fine. But the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Gimel and elsewhere that it's really referring to two different espedim. Rashi quotes it. It's referring to the hes, and we only know this. We only know this because of Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel tells us the Targum and these psukim are, it's the hesped of Achav ben Amri and the hesped of Yoshiyahu ben Amon. Two people that were killed. Achav was killed by Hadad Rimon and Yoshiyahu was killed by Paro Necho. That one is in the text. And that's what's being referred to here. Like that hesped is going to be as great as these hespedim. The safta haaretz mishpachos levad, and they'll be mourning the families themselves. Mishpachas beis David levad or nesheim levad. The Gemara brings this as a makar for having men and women separated in the simchas beis hasheweva. The Gemara says there, if even at a levaya, at a hesped where people are very serious, still the psukim say that everybody was separate, the men and the women. So surely at a simcha, one has to make sure that there is no inappropriate levity. But it quotes here all the different families of David HaMelech. Mishpachas based David Levad, Hashem Levad, and then it gets the details. Mishpachas based Nasan Levad. Who's based Nasan? Either based Nasan is Nasan, the son of David, one of the families of David, or Nasan HaNavi. Or Nasan HaNavi, different Pshatim. Beisan Levad, Unashem Levad. Mishpachas Beis Levi Levad, Unashem Levad. Mishpachas Hashimi Levad, Unashem Levad. Kol HaMishpachos and Nisharos, all of the Mishpachos that are left, Mishpachos Levad, Unashem Levad, they'll all come and be maspid at that time. There is one Gemara I forgot to mention, the Gemara and mentions on Pasuk Tes, by Yom Ahud, Hashem says, Avakesh, I will seek out and determine to destroy all of the Goyim. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a system of din and rachamim. Avakesh, says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Dav Dalid, is that Hashem's going to be mavakesh and try to figure out whether we deserve it or not. Right? That's what the Gemara says in the middle of Dalam Ra'alav. My dechziv, vayabayamu avakesh lashminis kol agoyim, avakesh mimi, who am I going to ask from? Hashem has to ask permission. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avakesh binigni shelohem. Rashi quotes this. Im yesh lahem zechus, eftem. If they have a zechus, I will redeem them, v'imlav hashmi deim, and if not, I will not redeem them. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so many different times that he could redeem us if we're worthy, but if we're not worthy, then we'll just have to wait for the Be'ita and not have the Achishena, even though we daven every day for the Achishena. May it come quickly.